Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of On Texas Football Baseball Edition, I guess you could say, CJ, presented by Allegiant Digital. And, man, let's just jump right into it because there's been so much happening on the diamond when it comes to the Longhorns, despite no games being played right now. I mean, it's just a shakeup from the get-go, you know, with the firing of Coach David Pierce, the hiring of Texas A&M coach Jim Schlossnagel, which we won't even get into the spurned Aggie portion of that. And we're going to run all that down. But CJ, what I really want to dive into today is what does Texas need to do to get back to the elite and when it comes to baseball? And so let's take it from the top here. I mean, like I said, it's been wild, man. They hired Jim Schlossnagel. You know, he brings over his staff from Texas A&M. And then it was announced on Sunday that Michael Early, one of his assistants, would be going back to Texas A&M and to be their head coach, and that he was also going to take Texas coach Caleb Longley, who's been here since David Pierce, with him as they worked together at Arizona State. So I just real quick, curious to get your thoughts on that situation.
Yeah, it feels like this whole situation has kind of been like a little game of musical chairs, right? You know, A&M loses coaches to Texas. Texas loses coaches over to A&M, you know, that were expected to be at Texas and vice versa and had previously, whatever. You know, the whole situation has been moving pieces back and forth, almost a trading sense of, you know, who's going to be where. But at the end of the day, Texas fans have to be thrilled with the way that this kind of shook out for them, right? You know, you get Jim Schlossnagel, you get Max Wiener, you get Nolan Kane. Oh, and Tulo sticks around. So that's your coaching staff for the Texas Longhorns. That's a pretty darn good staff, especially what you consider what this core group of guys did at Texas A&M, and obviously the familiarity with Tulo in this program to help retain a few guys on roster already. We'll dive into some rumors and some hearsay about the Texas program and some others later on in the episode. But to me, Blake, it's getting that joint kind of, you know, hand-in-hand cohesion with the pitching staff and the lineup, obviously. I think you can look back in years past. 2023 was a year specifically where you had great pitching. You had the 11th best ERA collectively in all of college baseball. The bats probably let you down a little bit and maybe weren't so up to speed with what you expected at Texas. 2022 is kind of the opposite, right? You had a very talented team. You had some great arms. You had 32nd ranked ERA. You had 6th best OPS. You know, you're sitting there hitting balls out of the ballpark, collecting doubles and triples all over the place. But it's kind of that lack of one side's carrying the other. This year is more so the bats doing the work than the pitching staff. And I think that was the frustration is, you know, we lead the Big 12 in home runs. We lead the Big 12 in RBIs. We score a lot of runs. You know, what's the issue? Why are we sitting, you know, kind of third, fourth, fifth place in the conference standings at the moment? We go 36 and 24, Blake, but we're scoring all these runs. What's the issue? Well, luckily for Texas, and I think for the foreseeable future, you have a guy in Max Wiener who can develop pitching staffs. He's a guy that can absolutely walk in and look at a guy with the pieces, the tools, the pitches in that arsenal and say, all right, you got it. You got a great base. Let me fine tune some things here and get you to be an all conference guy. And I think with what Texas has in its stable of arms right now, and especially with what they've done out of the high school ranks and already out of the portal, you have to like what the future of Texas baseball is going to have in store going into the SEC with Max Wiener, Nolan Kane, and of course, Jim Schlossnagel at the helm.
Definitely. And a couple other things of note there, CJ, that we haven't even talked about with all these changes. They hired Drew Bishop, lifetime Longhorn, former player, former staffer. He's back on now as the director of baseball operations. That's huge in its own right. We could do a whole episode on just that. And then they also announced on Sunday the hiring of Chuck Box, the director of player development. Yeah. Box was in that same role at Texas A&M for the past 3 years. Before that, he was also a high school coach in Mississippi, a very successful high school coach, I might add there. And then he also has ties to USA Baseball. So as you said, that whole staff now really rounded out. I'm sure we'll see a couple of other minor roles filled here and there, certain things, you know, those really, really behind the scenes positions. But man, as you said, you got to be happy with what's going on there right now from a staff point of view when it comes to the Longhorns.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, Drew Bishop is a name Texas fans are familiar with. Of course, he's been with the program. He's been around the program. This program means something for him. So for him to up where he was with Five Tool and return down to Austin, I have to imagine it was one because of the opportunity with this new coaching staff, and two, you know, to come back and see what I would assume is a brighter future for Texas baseball under this staff than what it was is very opportunistic for him, obviously. So, again, keeping Tulo for me, I think it's pretty big. You know, it's a guy who's been around the block. He understands what Texas baseball is all about. And, again, can help, you know, kind of join this pitching staff with this lineup. Again, we talk about complementary football-wise and offense and defense. I mean, that means something. And when you start looking at what the best teams in all of college baseball can do, well, they can hit the ball out of the yard and they can get folks out when it matters most. What was it? I got the ERA leaders this year from 2024, Blake. Uh-huh. And we saw Texas A&M and Tennessee square off in the College World Series final. They were fourth and sixth, respectively, wow, in team ERA this year. 3.86 and 3.89. It's pretty good. Right between them was Arkansas. So it gives you an idea of where this SEC style of play stems from, and it's the big arms. Where was Texas? Well, they were right around 50th at 4.91 ERA. So almost a full run worse than what we saw from the two top teams contending for a national title this year.
That's right. Well, CJ, before we move on, I'm going to tell folks out there about our sponsor today, Allegiant Digital Marketing. And did you know that among the top nine challenges business owners face, the most difficult ones include finding customers, increasing brand awareness, digital advertising, and lead generation? What if I could point you to a local homegrown agency here in Austin that could solve those problems for your business once and for all? For over 25 years, Allegiant Digital Marketing founder and CEO Chad Markham, a UT grad and instructor of the Digital Marketing Bootcamp at Texas, has helped thousands of businesses overcome these challenges. Take advantage of their Hook 'em Horn special and save up to $2,500 in advertising. All you have to do is visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball to learn more today. That's AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball. And we want to thank them for sponsoring there, and they will get you hooked up with the Hook 'em Horn special. So the big question is, I mean, Texas fans, CJ, they haven't been real thrilled with things since, I guess you could say 2021, if we're being, you know, being honest, when Texas lost to Mississippi State in the College World Series. So how does Texas get back on top? And I mean, I think the first answer that everyone's going to jump to, and it's the obvious answer, is recruiting.
Right.
And we've already seen this hire pay dividends when it comes to recruiting, starting, you know, I think it was what, last Thursday with some high school recruiting and then going into the weekend with portal recruiting. So let's start with the high school stuff and just talk about what they've done and where they need to go from there. But, you know, two big commitments last week. The first one, Sam Cozart, High Point, North Carolina, a hell of a pitcher, CJ.
Yeah, 100%. And this is where, you know, we start to talk about Texas returning to the elite arms under Jim Schlossnagel. And David Pierce had his fair share, right? Like Nolan Kincaid, you had some big names coming in. Bryce Elder, another. Listen, they had some good pieces. It was just all about getting them, to work cohesively with the offense. Three trips to the College World Series for any other program, that's not bad. That's not bad, right? But for Texas, that's kind of the standard here. And, of course, it starts with that high school recruiting, getting these guys in the developmental side of the program and just letting them, you know, kind of get an understanding of where they are in their baseball game. Sam Cozart's tremendous. He's a 6'7 pitcher. Again, he's an imposing piece, up on the mound. Throws 94, touches, the low 80s with his slider. You see the perfect game grade there, Blake. You can probably pose the question whether or not Texas fans will actually get to see him on campus whenever it comes down to it. But he's a very important piece of what could be, a very healthy career here at the University of Texas. And then Jack Paris is another one that Texas picked up out of the high school ranks out of Houston Kincaid, pitcher, first baseman, can play both ways. Again, a guy that Texas was able to flip from Texas A&M and say, you know, this is the coaching staff here in Austin now. Come be a part of it. And he jumped on board almost immediately. Texas is doing well, and I think they'll continue to recruit in state very well. Of course, Schlossnagel, 18 years at TCU, 3 at Texas A&M. He knows the state very well. But you also mentioned Chuck Box and kind of that familiarity with Team USA and that national kind of reach that he's been able to see and evaluate as well. I think that they'll be able to go out and pull some big names to come down to Texas and play in the SEC from out of the state as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think that that is, as we said, the obvious answer is going to be recruiting a good, and just like in football, a good mixture of high school recruiting, developing that talent, and then bringing in those portal players, which we'll get to here in just a second, that, you know, that you can plug and play from the get-go, that are going to be guys that you can lean on, that you can count on, that are clutch. And to me, that's the biggest piece of the puzzle and the obvious answer, but it's not always the easiest piece of the puzzle to get in there. But I think they're on the right track, CJ, with the high school recruiting. And I know a lot of Texas fans say, well, why do they go after the kids that may not step foot on campus? Why waste your time? Why wouldn't you? I mean, not, you know, a lot of time those kids think they're going to go real high in the MLB draft and they get chosen somewhere. Maybe they do get chosen high, but they don't like the money that's slotted to them. So they will go on campus. I mean, we've seen it numerous times with numerous teams for numerous years. So I really think that getting those guys such as Sam Cozart and then going back and getting a Jack Paris type that you know is most likely going to be on campus with you is a step in the right direction from an elite talent standpoint.
100%. I couldn't agree more. You know, Texas has, I don't want to say swung and missed because they got them to commit in the past, but you don't see them, you know, get to campus, right? Beatty was a big one for the New York Mets. He was, you know, it didn't take him very long to swing all the way through that minor league system and get to the pros there. You would have loved to have him as a big bat at third base. Simeon Woods Richardson, another one that is now pitching for the Twins that you would have loved to have had on campus at some point. Unfortunately, to your point, Blake, you just never know with these MLB deals and where they actually go in the draft. However, you know, there's a remedy to that, and it's called the NCAA transfer portal. And we've seen Texas already under Jim Schlossnagel go out there and add several key pieces. I'll preface this segment a little bit, Blake. We heard that there were going to be a lot of Texas A&M departures.
Yes.
With their hire of Michael Early, you can probably, you know, put that to the side for now. Yeah, I think that he's going to do a great job of retaining most of that roster, keeping them in College Station. Of course, I think they also are very excited for what that staff is going to look like moving forward. To the point, though, they've already done some work out of the portal. 3 guys that we have committed currently on our list, Blake. Easton Winfield, we'll start with him. Outfielder out of Louisiana Monroe. Second team All-American by Perfect Game this past year. 10 home runs, 8 doubles, 18 stolen bases. So he gives you that double threat of power and speed. Also, again, to do so at Louisiana Monroe, where they actually play some really solid competition down there out of the Sun Belt. A really impressive start. And then I'll let you talk about Aiden Moffitt because I want to double up afterward what he can do. Touching 99, 98, high-throwing guy out of LSU. More, I would say, a developmental piece at the moment, but regardless, a big-time arm that you can add to your bullpen and really make things difficult in those late innings.
Yeah, for sure. And talking about Moffitt, you know, I know a lot of people are immediately going to look at that stat line, as we all do with pitchers, and rightfully so, because, I mean, it does tell a big portion of the story. But those numbers are – some of them are impressive, and then some of them kind of make you turn your head a little bit. But Texas, from what I've been told, sees a lot of potential there. And I think that's one thing that Texas fans aren't used to right now is getting the most out of that potential, getting that development stage that's so key in any sport, especially baseball, though.
Right.
Max Weiner, and this kind of ties it all in together. He just does such a great job of getting the most out of his pitchers. And I think that's another important piece of that puzzle right there is having a guy like Weiner that can take guys like Moffitt and just really bring them on. You know, as you said, he throws hard. Some of the comments that I was told behind the scenes about him, just, you know, everyone was saying, oh, he throws hard as hell, hard as hell, hard as hell. And I was told that Max sees what he likes and knows what he wants, and knowing isn't always conventional when it comes to Weiner. And that is the case here with Moffitt. So, you know, Texas fans obviously going to scratch their head a little bit, like I said, looking at that stat line, but with Max Weiner on board now, I don't think that's something that you have to worry about if we're going to get the most potential out of the guy. It's just, when are we going to get the most potential out of a guy like this?
Yeah, I look at Moffitt and I look at what LeBaron James did this – or Johnson, excuse me, thinking LeBron. LeBaron Johnson did this past year, and, you know, he was a guy that you were expected to take that jump up to, you know, your ace, your number one guy, as, you know, we expected. And it was a rocky roller coaster for him, right? We see the pieces. He throws hard. That slider, you know, again, sits mid-80s. It's a good piece. Anytime you're throwing 96 and you got movement on an 85-mile-per-hour secondary spot, that's good. That's a great base. Yet it felt like he was, you know, in a way, you know, kind of abused a little bit on the mound, right? Like, there were things that would hit balls out of the park against him. You're sitting there thinking, this team should not be touching them. You know, what is that? What's the reasoning for that? Well, 96 in today's college baseball isn't what 96 was about 10 years ago. It's more and more prevalent throughout the sport. And when you don't have that developmental piece to spot up on the corners, to paint the black, and then have a successful second and third options in your repertoire, well, you don't have to sit back and guess, you know, oh, if he throws me the slider, and throw me the slider. I'm going to sit dead red on that 95-mile-per-hour heater that I know is coming right down the middle, and it's a different ballgame. And so for me, whenever we talk about development, I think LeBaron Johnson would have been a completely different pitcher under this new pitching staff, 100%. It's just unfortunate, obviously, with the timing and how things went down this year that, you know, we didn't get to see it. But that's why you take a guy like Moffitt who has the tools, and you just got to fine-tune it a little bit. And then we'll see in a year or two what that 99 actually looks like once he gets, you know, some tutelage under Coach Weiner and Jim Schlossnagel.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I mean, for those that aren't familiar with Weiner, I would say that, you know, I feel so confident in him being such a major piece of this puzzle moving forward that you should go out there and research him. The arm farm, as everybody calls him online, there's great social media videos about his impact. I mean, there's a reason, and you kind of alluded to it earlier, but that Texas A&M set so many school pitching records this year. Don't get me wrong, a lot of that was the talent on the mound, but a whole lot of it was the coaching that they received, and just a huge, huge upgrade there from a pitching coach standpoint. That it's going to make a world of difference. I don't think that there's any doubt about it. And I do, you know, we're talking about what is it going to take for Texas to be elite again in baseball? How do they get back? I think Weiner, after you look at the recruiting, he is that number two spot, in my opinion, on how they get back to that spot.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And of course, there's a few other recruiting nuggets. Eli Tropp's another guy that Weiner will be able to get his hands on and kind of mold in his own sense. He's out of Penn. He's a starting pitcher that's been committed for quite some time. Obviously, he's got to be thrilled, Blake, with the way that this whole coaching carousel fell into the lap of the Texas Longhorns. And then again, Matt Bergevin was a first baseman that was expected to visit campus Monday. He will be sticking with his pledge to Texas A&M with the hiring of Michael Early. So that's another name off the board. Again, I expect Texas to continue to be active right now moving forward in this world of portal age. The biggest question, Blake, and here's our next segment, but what's going on with Max Bailu, right? You know, the Big 12 player of the year. There's some rumors going around right now that, hey, he might be wanting to go to Texas A&M. Of course, he's a legacy of the Aggie program, but that's a big piece for the Texas Longhorns right now, and to lose him to Texas A&M certainly halt some of that momentum that we've seen from the coaching hire, and certainly would leave a hole in the lineup moving into 2024.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, it would sting a little bit and give A&M fans a little extra ammunition there on social media. But you know what? The very first thing that we heard Schloss say when he did that introductory press conference is, our first priority is reaching out to the players on this roster and then the former players and telling them this is still, you know, your program. We want you to be here, and we want all former players to know that we welcome you here at any time. But I was really impressed by him saying that, hey, we're straight to work, getting to know these new guys in their eyes anyway, so they can know their new coaches. And Ballou, obviously, as you said, is a big piece of that puzzle. And I think that talent retention is going to be one of the main things that help Texas get back. You got to have those guys that are familiar, that kind of know, you know, the ins and outs of the program. Even though it's a new staff, it's still it's baseball. And so last I heard, and this was as of Sunday afternoon, is that Texas was not expecting him to transfer. But I think it is so important to try and get in his ear and getting some of these younger guys, Flores, for example, that may be going to the MLB draft, saying, hey, stay here. You got elite talent. Let's develop you. Let's see how much further we can take you, because we know we can do it. We're confident as a coaching staff. So trust us and let us help you out so that you can help us out. Kind of one of those Jerry Maguire, help me help you type moments. But, you know, I think that is very important for them to do that, is to retain some of that talent already on campus that we know, that we've seen flashes of being elite, and helping those guys take that next step to help Texas get back to being elite as well.
Yeah, I think that would be massive. Of course, we've seen it time and time again with Texas A&M trotting out these big bats, right? You know, whether it be Jace Laviolette, you know, Braden Montgomery transferred over. But that kind of speaks to what I think Jim Schlossnagel and co. can do out of the portal more so. Gavin Grailovich was another. Schlott, you know, that Caden Kent, that lineup was very stacked. They could hit the ball and they could pitch. And I think that's, again, if you want to take anything from 2024, look at what A&M did and then say, all right, that staff, that recruiting ability is now at Texas. Let's see what they can do again. Of course, going into the SEC, it's the best of the best in the country. It's people are calling it basically the new AAA for Major League Baseball when it comes to you know, kind of the development pieces that they've got in place right now. Obviously, the programs are second to none. So it should be exciting. Blake, what's in store for Texas baseball? Because I think there are some changes coming to Dish Falk Field in the future that – should get Texas fans a little bit more excited going into the SEC.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one of the biggest questions I think I've gotten the most, CJ, is what about the facilities? What about Dish Falk? What about, you know, are we going to get upgrades? Are they going to do this?
Grass?
Do that?
Yeah. Where's the dirt?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, even you see on social media opposing fans, you guys play on turf and you're in Texas. You know, I mean, that's like one of the main ribbing points of opposing fans. So I think that is another big piece of it. And, you know, Texas did recently get some upgrades, the pitching lab, things like that. But are they behind other SEC programs still? And I think the answer is yes on some of them, definitely. I mean, without a doubt. And so in my opinion, with Schloss being aggravated, I guess would be a good word, at Texas A&M and maybe their non-commitment to upgrading some of their facilities, whatever it may be, I just can't imagine him and CDC didn't talk about that before coming to Texas. And so maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe I have no idea for sure, because obviously we're not privy to their conversations. But getting those facilities up to a SEC standard, to an elite standard of being the best in college baseball like Texas fans are accustomed to, is also, you know, going to be a big piece of that puzzle once again of getting Texas back to where they need to be. And going to drop a little nugget here for you, CJ. We have been told that Texas will move back to grass no later than 2026.
Okay.
So, you know, a couple of years, maybe a little bit earlier than then, I have no clue, but I know the goal is 2026 to get rid of that turf, to get rid of those opposing fan comments all the time that you see and get there. But I really think the facility upgrades will continue to come, especially now that there's such a renewed interest in the baseball program because of the hiring of Jim Schlossnagel.
Well, there you go. That's a great nugget to drop right there, Blake. Of course, I know that conversation about returning to, you know, to true grass, to sport grass, has been on the top of the minds and questions for folks about football, well, baseball as well, when it comes to getting back to dirt, getting back to grass in the SEC. It feels like every big program is on that natural playing surface. I love it. I'm ready to see the grass and dirt stains back on jerseys back at Dish.
Yes, me too. And as I said, you know, I mean, if you want to attract that top talent that we talked about toward the beginning of the show, you got to have those elite facilities as well, because kids, especially baseball kids, do care about it. Hey, and something else that we care about here and on Texas Football is Allegiant Digital Marketing. We've got to thank them for sponsoring this special baseball edition of On Texas Football. And if you're a business owner who struggles with finding new customers, maybe finding consistent leads, or even finding marketing services to promote your business that will actually work, then look no further than Allegiant Digital Marketing. Founder and CEO Chad Markham with Allegiant, an Austin-based advertising agency, has helped thousands of business owners just like yourself for over 25 years conquer these same challenges. So if you're ready to start making money in your business and grow with confidence, visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball and get a free marketing plan. Plus, you can save up to $2,500 in advertising with their Hook 'em Horn special today. So go check them out. Again, AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball. Let them grow your confidence like Texas fans' confidence is growing in this baseball program with the hiring of Schloss. And, man, I think one of the big things that we haven't talked about yet, well, I guess I did kind of talk about, you know, the fan support being up, but this ties right into it, CJ. And this is a huge, huge thing, man. NIL support.
Yeah.
And nowadays, you got to have the NIL support to get those players. What do you think?
Well, it's obviously been a point of contention in years past for Texas fans and baseball. You hear it every now and then about it in basketball as well. I think football's got a good understanding of what it's like, what it takes to get the big talent in town. But baseball specifically, right? You know, will you be able to go compete with, you know, Paul Skenes if he becomes available? I think there's been some reluctance on the side of baseball and kind of how those big money guys kind of, you know, go about, you know, their budget, if you will, in the NIL space. But with a new head coach, with a guy who's been able to go out there and secure commitments from the biggest pieces in college baseball, Brady Montgomery being the most recently from Stanford, moves over to Texas A&M, was a massive part of their success this year before getting injured. Listen, I think you'll see that budget grow and that spending increase when it comes to the NIL world and the transfer portal. Texas fans, again, I think this is where, listen, we've already seen three guys join the fold, three really talented pieces. I expect that number in that list to continue to grow. I expect that spending to see new heights under Jim Schlossnagel and the Texas baseball staff where things sit moving forward.
Yeah, and you know, and I've said this on Coffee and Football. I've said it on OnTexasFootball.com, but I sat in on a call, and I've told you about this, and I think it was February or March, right before baseball season began, and it was a call about Texas baseball and NIL, and they said, right now, if we move to the SEC, we will be closer to the Oakland A's than the New York Yankees. And I know Texas fans don't want to hear that, CJ. They think they're the big and best in every sport, and rightfully so. I mean, you got Texas pride. It's no, you know, no little thing there. I mean, the Texas fans are very proud of their program, but it's true. I mean, there are schools that are way ahead of Texas when it comes to NIL, and that NIL support is going to be so huge moving forward when it comes to Texas getting back to where they need to be amongst the elite of college baseball. And I think, you know, with that renewed interest that we've talked about, those NIL dollars will start to flow in a little more freely now, which is, you know, I'm sure Schloss and Co. Definitely welcome for sure.
Yeah, I would have to imagine so. So, again, to recap it all, Blake, again, the staff has done a tremendous job out of the portal, already secured a couple of high school recruits as well to commit to Texas. We know about their developmental history, the way that this staff kind of shakes out, obviously Coach Weiner, Nolan Kane, but Tulo returning, Drew Bishop, kind of behind the scenes, Chuck Box as well, to kind of do that evaluation, that scouting, that baseball ops side of things as well. Texas baseball, the future is very bright. And when you go out and you add a guy with 7 College World Series appearances in his career, 5 of them coming at TCU, a place that was basically a no-name baseball program to what it is now, he built that. Texas A&M, the closest they've ever been to winning a title in anything, really, was under Jim Schlossnagel. They were 6 outs away, 9 outs away, whatever it was. 2 World Series trips in 3 years, now in Austin. So you kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You get your guy, and you take him away from Texas A&M. Texas fans should be very pleased with what's happening, and that future, again, should be very bright down in Austin.
That's right. Well, CJ, that's going to do it for this special baseball edition of On Texas Football. We need to thank Allegiant Digital for being a sponsor of today's show. And guys, if you haven't already, be sure to head on over to OnTexasFootball.com. You can use promo code OTFOG, a full year membership for $39.95 if you use that OTFOG promo code. You can't beat that. You get the best football recruiting, basketball recruiting, and obviously baseball and baseball recruiting news out there. So just give it a try for $40 for a year. What do you have to lose there? And if you haven't already, be sure to hit that like and subscribe button. We appreciate all the support, whether it's our podcast listeners, our YouTube subscribers, whatever it may be. We can't thank y'all enough, because without you guys, this wouldn't be possible. So for CJ Vogel, I'm Blake Monroe, and we'll see you next time.